Welcome to Market Advantage, the monthly podcast from Optimal Blue. Tune in for valuable insights from the Market Advantage Mortgage Data Report and in-depth conversations with industry experts. Stay competitive and optimize your advantage in the ever-evolving mortgage landscape.
Welcome to the Market Advantage podcast. I have Brennan O'Connell and Mike Vogue here, and they're ready to chat through data findings from October. But first, we actually have some big and exciting news to share. So our Market Advantage podcast is actually going to be merging with Optimal Blue's other podcast known as Optimal Insights. Now, you might follow that podcast, but if you're not familiar, we do a weekly podcast. So our Optimal Insights podcast focuses on market indicators, economic insights. And the reason we'll actually be merging this show with that one is because by doing so, we'll be able to give you this data each month a little bit sooner. So what you'll want to do is look for this segment embedded within Optimal Insights toward the beginning of the month. That way, we'll give you a sneak peek into this data insights a little bit earlier, but you'll still want to stay tuned for the full Market Advantage data report the second week of the month for the full complete insights that you're used to getting. So no change to the report, still the complete insights you're used to getting via email if you subscribe. And if you don't, be sure to do so via the link in our show notes. But to all those who are subscribed to our Market Advantage podcast, you'll want to be sure to subscribe to Optimal Insights going forward so that you don't miss the show. But with that in mind, Mike, Brennan, good to see you guys. How are you doing?
You know, I think we're all kind of mourning our Big Ten football teams right now between Penn State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. And Nebraska at least has a winning record, but bad news with the quarterback recently. But the rest of us, we're kind of in mourning here in Big Ten country.
Lost a bet to Olivia here. She insisted that if at the midway point in the season, Nebraska was ahead of Penn State and Wisconsin, we would all have to wear our sweatshirts.
So Brennan says that, but this was actually his idea. He threw this out yesterday. He said, should we wear Big Ten sweatshirts? And Mike and I were all about it. So here we are representing our alma maters. And I never thought I would say this, but of these three teams, Nebraska is leading in conference rankings. Who'd have thought? So
probably the most stable from a coaching perspective too, right now as well.
Also, who'd have thought?
Shot across the bow to you, Luke Fickle, I guess. Should we jump in? So the headline for October is that lock volume is down 4%, but that really has a lot more to do with the September comp than it does any sort of pullback in production. So September, if you look at it, was the highest month for production we've seen in the last 3 years. October was the second highest. So we are still in a very good place from a production standpoint. On a year-over-year basis, October was up 18%. Purchase volumes dropped a nominal 1.5%. That's expected during the seasonal slowdown that we see at this time of year. Rate term refis dropped 14% off the September peak, but we're still up nearly 150% year over year. So again, we're still in a very different place, very different environment from a production standpoint than we were last year. And cash outs did climb 6% in October, and we're up 29% over the same time in 2024. On the rate side, continue to see improvement out of the mortgage rate environment. The OBMMI 30-year conforming fixed index, OB30C, this is the underlying for the CME futures contract, that dropped 16 bips across the end of September into the end of October. So finished the month at 6.16%. That's 63 bips better than the same time last year. FHA dropped 4 bips. VA rates fell 15, and jumbo took off another 11 bips and finished the month at just a little bit over 6.35%. I think what's interesting, so we had a rate cut in October that was largely built in from a pricing perspective into the market. So the 10-year really didn't improve all that much. From the end of September until the end of October, we just saw a 5 basis point decrease in the 10-year treasury. But a lot of the pickup that we saw on the mortgage side was actually related to the spread. So the spread between the mortgage rate, the primary rate, and the mortgage market and the 10-year treasury fell 11 bips, just over 10 bips and is now sitting very close to about 200 basis points as of the end of October, which is the lowest point that it's been since 2022. So good for producers, good for borrowers to see the mortgage rate starting to get tighter with other macro interest rates. Few other odds and ends here in terms of production and credit. FHA in conforming picked up some share at the expense of VA. I think it's actually just sort of a timing dynamic. We see VA production, in particular IRLs on the VA side, increase very quickly as rates drop. So I think we saw this very material uptick in VA refis in September, which continued into October, but FHA in conforming sort of caught up. They're, you know, maybe a touch behind in terms of speed of refinance. And so as FHA in conforming joined the show, they took a little bit of market share. And then really, we were pretty flat on the credit side of things, or from an affordability perspective. Both DTIs and first-time homebuyer percentages were flat. And finally, non-QM share, which, you know, we continue to track. There's a secular trend towards non-QM, non-agency production. We did see a little bit of growth there, driven primarily by some increases in both investor and bank statement loans. So I think all in, another very productive month. Something that I think was reflected. We were all out at the MBA conference in Vegas, and I thought the energy out there was great, better than it has been in the last few years. And I think there's plenty of reason for that, given what we're seeing in the numbers. Mike, pass it over to you for a few insights on maybe the secondary side of things.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brandon. I would echo that. I think the vibe at the annual MBA conference was pretty positive, definitely more positive than some of the previous, you know, conferences in the last year or two. So I think things are trending up there to build off your point. You know, just starting with some of our secondary marketing trends, we saw on average, you know, the best effort versus mandatory spread decrease a smidge on a 30-year conforming, down about 2 basis points. So still, you know, at 33 basis points of a spread there. So plenty of excess profit to be made for folks who want to hedge and then sell their loans in the secondary market. One of the big things that really jumped out to me, though, was the change that we observed in pull-through over the course of the month. We saw pull-through for purchase loans increase almost a point from 83.5% to 84.5%. But the big jump was in rate term refinances, where we saw the pull-through increase almost 10%. So it was at 60-odd percent, 60.18 to be exact, and end of the month, almost 72%. So, you know, I think what we saw there was, as rates kind of ticked up a little bit in October, we saw folks really get off the sidelines and do a little less shopping around and really try and make sure at that rate that they locked in during that rate decrease in September, they actually, you know, got to the table and refied, you know, throughout the course of the month of October, right? You think of that 30 to 45 day lag between application or lock till closing. And that makes a ton of sense given the directionality of rates this month. A couple other trends to note. We continue to see MBS share increase for loan sales. You know, about a year ago, this was about a third between bulk cash and mortgage-backed securities. But we see that share of lenders securitizing now closer to 46% of the overall loan sales observed in the system, where cash is down about 22% and bulk aggregator bidding is down about 30%. Both of those down about 2% over the course of the month. And we still see that best effort share about 2 to 3% of loan sales there. It's not really a lot of change there. Another area that kind of also spoke to me was this continued trend of lenders selling to the rank one loan sale execution. You know, about 6 to 12 months ago, this was 69-70% of the time sold to rank one. It was 78% last month, 81% this month. So we're seeing lenders really continue to chase that profitability, right? They're not thinking about some of the softer eligibility guidelines from a loan sale perspective. Maybe they're even moving away from retaining servicing rights if it's not the rank one execution. A stat that I've been observing the last couple months that we want to add to the market advantage is the percentage of loans that are actually sold retained, meaning that the lender is holding on to the servicing rights and the relationship with the borrower, versus selling it released, which means that they're selling the servicing rights and that touch point with the borrower to the investor. And this month, we saw quite a shift. In September, it was 63% of the loans sold were actually servicing retained, and it was 56% this month. So a 7% decrease in the amount of loans sold, which correlates to that trend of, you know, lenders kind of chasing that best price, kind of that addiction to cash, right? Cash today versus the promise of cash flow in the future with servicing rights. A couple other things to chat about, you know, with on average OBMMI up throughout the course of the month, we did see servicing right valuations increase about 3 basis points on average, ending the month about 1.12 on a 25 BIP servicing right, which is almost about 4.5% multiple. You think of that 1.13 divided by 25 basis points and you get, you know, almost 4.5 from a multiple perspective. You know, historically, folks usually always grounded themselves to a 4 multiple on servicing, right? 25 BIPs equal 1 point. You know, during COVID, that dropped almost down to two multiple, spiked closer to 5.5, 6 a couple, maybe about a year ago, and now is in that 4.5 range, just so folks get a feel for that. And then in general, we saw our investor count kind of, again, stagnant at that 11 number the last four months, where, you know, on your average loan sale, lenders are interacting on average with 11 investors. And, you know, typically when we see that spike up or spike down, that's a good proxy for just the demand of mortgages out there right now.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. So those were the October highlights. And as a reminder, if you subscribe to us here, be sure to subscribe to Optimal Insights by Optimal Blue going forward so that you can continue hearing the great highlights from Mike and Brennan going forward.